because this doesn't put the right date on it in on the file. So sometimes I'm like,
you know what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to say date.
You can. Y'all just be sure to be on the mic.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. Today is, what is today?
July 10th.
2024. The draft minutes are not ready at this time. Item number one, Mr. Charles Bingham from Window World, 4411 6th Avenue South in the Avenue Park District. There is a report, correct?
Yes, it is. Good morning. Selection of window style adversely affects the architectural integrity of the house and surrounding houses. The applicant is approved to use proposed windows on the sides and rear of the house at 4411 6th Avenue South. The side windows must have a seven and an eighth inch three dimensional grille pattern on the exterior of the window glass proportion to create a 6/6 pattern on standard size windows. That pattern can be reduced to a 4/4 or other proportions as appropriate. To maintain the basic window pane size on small windows, that trim should match the existing jams and head gaskets and castings. I'm sorry, provide a narrow projection. Still, as provided on the existing front windows, may not be the proposed vinyl windows. It is a recommendation of the committee that these be new wood or aluminum clad windows detailed to match existing windows.
Are you okay with these requirements?
We would like to do all of them, but. I mean, we will abide by the conditions and the homeowner's request.
Okay. Go ahead and tell us what you'd like to do, please, sir.
Well, we're going to replace all the windows. The original contract was for all of them, minus the two in the front. That top one is one I slid in there for a reference. The window on the left is our vinyl window without grids. We can do grids. And the one on the right is the wood window. We put that in there because we feel that we would like to compete in the market. And the differences, I believe the point of contention is the thickness of the, where the sashes meet in the middle, and then the thickness of the frame on the bottom relative to the wood window. They're a little thicker in the middle and thinner on the bottom, where the wood window is the opposite. We wanted to just give reference to show that maybe those aren't as stark as some people might think. We can buy vinyl stipulations, we can do STL grids, we can do color changes. We have 7/8 inch glass over pane. Those are all our options right there.
So you can comply with what the local committee recommended?
Correct.
Okay.
And the owner is okay with all of that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is that a way of playing in keeping with the local committee?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Yep.
Item number two, Mr. Dan Gardner of Gardner Architects. 2600 12th Avenue North, the 12th Avenue North District. This is for new construction and landscaping. We saw this last time in March 27th, 24. Is Mr. Gardner here?
Hey,
friend.
Made it.
You made it. That pedal that car all the way. Push. So.
We'll lock you out.
You know, we can jump over here, right?
You redesigned this place.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't want that.
Silly.
You can sit up here.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Gardner is not here.
I move that we table him to the end of the agenda.
Second. Mm.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. David, you're up. 1927 First Avenue North, the Woodward Building. This is a revision to the master signage plan. Last seen on April 27th.
Yes, sir.
22. David, you're on. What you going to do?
Thank y'all. Yes, this is a revision of the existing master plan for this building. And I actually didn't know this was a multi-tenant building when I first submitted this to the city. So the only thing I just submitted was the, really what it was that we were adding to the building, which are some signage for a second tenant, Ligon. I think they're like a financial company there in the building. And I've got a handout with an actual revised master plan. It's not on the screen. You guys are looking at an old master plan. You need this new master plan in order to understand. So if I could with that.
The new and approved?
Yes, that's right. It's much
jump higher. Jump higher and run faster.
I did it. It's approved, yes.
Setting the bar high.
That's right. I mean, you know. Anyway. Listen, y'all, you may as well just look at this. This is the catalyst for the need for the revision to the master plan. These are two sets of letters on the on that building. They're channel letters facing on the south. That's actually the south elevation, and another page three, is on the east elevation. This set of channel letters is actually non-illuminated facing south. The set on the east elevation, which you'll see on the next page, is the same size, but they are illuminated. They're on the east elevation of the building. Okay? That's the purpose of the revision to the master plan. That and page one was some letters for the building that say Woodward Building on the north elevation over the entryway door. Okay, so with that said, the master plan that I just handed out is the generic version of the sign packages for these two buildings. There's only two tenants that are allowed signage for the building. Tenant one is Total Beauty down at on the ground level. Their signage is located at the northeast corner of the street level of the building. They have two signs on the corner, and then that projecting sign.
Just for clarification, all of tenant one signage is in place today.
Yeah, exactly. That's already yes, Ben. That's all correct. Already there. And for
which we have approved.
Yes, that's already just, yes. See, there it
just
is.
Just for the record.
There. And so the building identification signage, Woodward Building, the two plaques that we're indicating in blue, those are already there as well. Clearly, you can see them right there on the corner. The only thing we're adding in terms of building identification signage is a set of letters similar to the total letters right there.
Mm-hmm.
They would be over the main entrance, building entrance on the north elevation. You can't see it. There it is right there. And that would be on that fourth bay to the right.
On the right?
Well, if you're looking at the five bays of windows, it's the fourth one from, it's the fourth one. From
right now it's centered, is it not?
It's centered over the door. There is nothing there,
right now.
Richard. Nothing at all. But the Woodward Building letters, and the superimposed photo doesn't really do it justice, but they'll be just as visible as the ones in real life, but for total skin beauty. But those will say Woodward Building over the main entrance there on that, again, that fourth from the left bay on the north elevation. They're just plate letters, gold painted, half inch thickness.
In total, dermatology will be the same way.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So the final page, this is actually the west elevation.
Well, see, I have that discussion with people. Like, I always put east as being the
actual. You're looking east, but it's the west elevation.
I'd be happy to change that.
Yes.
I'd be happy to change
from
that.
From the west face of the building.
Okay, and someone pointed that out to me. I'm like, you're crazy. No.
We're looking east right there on that picture.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm the one who's wrong.
But it's on the west.
I would be happy to, if y'all are okay with that, I'd be happy to make that modification with staff.
I think we need to, yeah.
That would be fine. But the summary of everything I'm talking about is the first page of the master plan. So I think I did a pretty good job of specifying what each tenant is allowed who those tenants are in terms of occupation of the building. And then...
On the window graphics, the vinyl graphics.
Yeah.
You know, we probably need to have a little bit more language about what you're allowed to put in those.
I'm happy to do that. I just regurgitated what was in the old master plan on that, Brian. I'm not even doing any of that.
We have a previous master plan that had the same language that was approved.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes, we have.
That doesn't mean I won't change it if you want to. I'm happy to.
Staff, does the square footage meet?
Yes.
Bring a point. Thank
well,
you.
One thing I know on tenant two, 13,000 square feet is not 30% of the total building square footage, which is what's in our requirements to have a rooftop parapet sign. But we go around that all the time, so I don't know.
We've done it, yeah.
We need to
revise, yeah, we've done it before.
We need to revise that probably in our ordinance. Mm-hmm.
Things that make you go,
I move we approve the master plan with the change of nomenclature to indicate west elevation.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
Who seconded? Me.
Brian. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thanks, David.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Item number four, Mr. Charles Jordan, studio.
I gotta leave. I just got here. So.
Oh, the staff, do you have a copy of this?
Meeting after this, then I'm gone.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you're on this other?
No, oh, you're on this
Mr. Jordan, how are you? 1623 4th Avenue North, it's the Newton Building, 4th Avenue North District. We last saw this in June, a couple weeks ago. I think we had some concerns. Tell us what you have done, please.
Yes, the last time you guys had concerns about the windows and the door.
Yes.
If you flip, well, it started right here. If you read the notes, change the notes, they're not noting a painted window. These windows are pre-finished, and that's how we get the color, and on subsequent sheets we'll show the window types that we're talking about. And yeah, we just make sure that everything is painted or pre-finished. Most of that is the metal trim in the corners and that type of stuff. This is the next slide. This is the type of window that we're having, an aluminum clad wood window. So it's aluminum on the outside, pre-finished aluminum, and then wood on the inside, and it is operable as a double hung.
Okay.
And then that's the door. The door, it just has the little inlay in it. And then the panel that's underneath the window next to the door is that on the right-hand side, and you can see how it's just routed out a little bit to create that profile.
Staff, has he met the concerns that we expressed last meeting?
I believe so. Yes.
Good.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those, is there any further discussion?
I was not at the last meeting. This is for Yaman?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, the last
That's
time
big,
there was the windows.
We did have the details on the window and the door.
And they were not, they didn't meet code or standards of performance.
Gotcha. But I mean, that elevation, that looks great.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I mean, the building is in
bad shape. And we did
clarify. Let's see, look at it.
Yeah. We did clarify last time that signage would come back.
Correct.
So
in the future, that's one.
Yeah, for the record, signage will come back, and you're aware, and the applicant's aware of that. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good job. Going back to Mr. Dan Gardner, 2600 12th Avenue North and 12th Avenue North District, new construction and landscaping. Is Mr. Gardner here. I don't see him.
Nope. Okay.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
For the...